السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. الله سبحانه وتعالى sent down the Quran, and one of the activities which all humankind is required to do with the Quran is to ponder over it, to contemplate, to think over, go back to the verses, read again and again. Tadabbur is coming from the word dubur, back, to go back to it again. Once you read it, read again, think about it. Just don't read past one ayah to another, but think deeply. Try and understand and ponder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about it right from the beginning to the kuffar, those who reject it. So the humankind are three groups: those who reject it, those who are hypocrites who act as Muslims and they are not true Muslims, and then the Muslims. So all these three groups Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them. And in Surah An-Nisa ayah number 82, Allah says,
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا.
Do they not reflect, consider the Quran carefully? Had it been from other than Allah, if this Quran had been from anyone other than Allah, then they would have surely found in it, in the Quran, much contradiction. So Quran is giving a challenge that this Quran is from Allah. Had it been from anyone other than Allah, then there would have been contradictions. And there are no contradictions, therefore this is from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the humankind to contemplate about the Quran and forbids them from just ignoring it. You can't just be oblivious about it, whether you are a kafir or whoever, Muslim. Subhanallah, ignoring its wise meanings and eloquent words. Therefore, this is a dawah. This is a invitation to everyone in the world. Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls, O people, many places. So, and then he challenges, asks them, if you find contradicting statements, conflicting statements, if you find discrepancies, then this would be from other than Allah. But you would find none of them. But subhanallah, if you read and contemplate on this Quran with an open mind, you're only going to submit to the most wise, worthy of all praise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in Surah 2368 regarding the Quraysh and those who did not have a revealed book, and asks them a question.
أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُوا الْقَوْلَ أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ آبَاءَهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Have they not pondered over the word of Allah, that which was sent down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or, so this is one choice. The other question is, or has there come to them something which their forefathers, what had not come to their forefathers of old? Subhanallah. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing that this Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a Quran that will stay till the end of time. And this is the only revelation. This is the book upon which the Maliki Yawmiddin, the Master of the Day of Judgment, will judge us based on its criterion, based on its rules and laws, based on the messenger who brought this message and his teachings. In Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions those who act as though they are Muslims, but internally they possess hatred and doubt regarding the religion and its components. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is questioning them in 47:24.
أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها.
Then do they not reflect upon the Quran, or are their hearts locked up from understanding it? Why are they not reflecting the Quran? If they had an open mind and open heart, they should look and ponder and think deeply about the Quran. My dear sister, this Ramadan, and my treasure sisters, those who are completing the Treasures of the Revealed course, inshallah, now it is upon you. At least give one person the Quran, the copy of the Quran, a translation, an understanding of the Quran. Make them read and understand and go back to it. Subhanallah, we have, alhamdulillah, now we are a learned nation. All of us, almost all of us, know to read. We should use this reading and understanding and deeply thinking and contemplating towards this book. The first tadabbur one has to do is, this book came down from the heavens. Think about the journey it went through from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Jibreel alayhi salam, to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the Sahabas, the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, the Ulama, and until it reached you and me. Subhanallah. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Don't we have time, energy and resources to put on this beautiful and great, wise, eloquent words? Are our hearts locked up? Do we claim that we are busy with other things? Do we say we don't have time? Do we say I'm busy with this? I'm busy with children, I'm busy with married life, I'm busy with looking for a wife. Ya Rab, give us the ability, time and clear mind to learn and understand and ponder over this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers in Surah Sa'd the true nature of this book, the wisdom behind the creation of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that He created the heavens and the earth not in vain, but He created so that we worship Allah alone. He will gather us on the day of gathering, and He will reward the obedient and punish the disobedient disbelievers. Surah Sa'd, ayah number 29, Allah says,
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
كتاب أنزلناه. This book is a blessed book which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down from the heavens. إِلَيْكَ, towards you. مُبَارَكًا, blessed. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا, so that you may ponder over its verses, so that you might reflect upon it, so that you may contemplate over it, its ayahs, its verses. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرْ, and so that they may remember, understand. أُولُو albab, people of understanding. Those people who possess wisdom and reason, those people who are claiming to be intellects, those people who are just simple understand, those who have simple understanding, because this is close to fitrah. This is upon the nature that we are created. This book is from our Creator, the one who created us. So He knows, the one who gave us the abilities, our faculties of hearing, learning, understanding and contemplating. He knows our abilities. Nobody can say, I am not capable of knowing or learning. If each and every one of us put our foot and are determined to learn and understand this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises. Allah says time and again in Surah Qamar,
وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ.
And we have certainly made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Is there anyone who will remember? Is there anyone who will receive this admonition? Is there anyone who wants to pay heed? Is there anyone who wants to learn and understand? Subhanallah, the call is open. If anyone wants to admit themselves to learn and understand this Quran, Allah will make it easy for them to recite, to comprehend, to learn and understand, to benefit from the blessings, and to receive the glad tidings, and to bless with taqwa, which is the criterion for understanding. Subhanallah. May Allah make me and you about of those who learn and understand this Quran. May Allah protect me and you from being the ones whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will complain about to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah says in surah number 25, ayah number 30.
وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا.
And the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will complain to Allah on the Day of Judgment, O my Lord, indeed my people have taken this Quran and deserted it, meaning they did not approach it, they listened to it, nor they acted upon its laws or its teachings. What is the haqq, what is the right of the Quran? Most often people, scholars gather around 7 rights, some 10. Of the rights is to the right of reciting the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Muzammil, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. So recite the Quran in proper measured ways. So reciting is a command of the Quran, and listening to the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Araf 204, and when the Quran is recited, then listen to it and pay attention to it so that you may receive mercy. And the proof of it is in the Salah, daily Salah. What are the Fajr, the Maghrib and Isha, what does that do? Everybody just stands there and straight in their rows and with their hands folded and listen to the Quran. And no Salah of anybody is completed unless they memorize some part of the Quran. Some part of the Quran, it's for the end, it's upon everyone. And the more you learn and the more you memorize, the more better and higher ranks we will get in Jannah. So may Allah make me and you of those who learn and understand and memorize the Quran. Of the rights of the Quran is, my dear sisters, contemplation of the Quran. So therefore we need to understand the Quran to contemplate it. So I invite you all, each and every one of you, you, your family members, and all those, your friends, and all those whom you know and you don't know, I'm inviting you to learn and understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has come down from the heavens only for us, so that we will be delivered from the hell, so that we don't end up in hell. This is our chance. Our life is once. This is our chance to get out of the hellfire. If we pay no heed, if we ignore this Quran, then a person can go nowhere but end up in hell. This Quran will bring us out from the by the mercy of Allah in Jannah, in gardens, in bliss, eternal bliss forever. Subhanallah. This life which we are living has many struggles, but the eternal life, if you and me want bliss, then Quran, my dear sisters, it's Quran. May Allah make Quran beloved to me and you. Wa barakallahu fikum. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.